Keep an Eye on the Data Act in Washington, D.C. by Avery Frank. As a writer, there are moments when someone else articulates an idea so well that rewriting it in my own words would be unnecessary. A recent op-ed in The Hill did exactly that, clearly laying out the energy challenges facing the United States. Quote, "The U.S. electricity sector is a slow-moving maze of regulations, shaped by decade-long transmission approvals, time-intensive interconnection studies for new generators and large new customers, and overlapping layers of state, regional, and federal bureaucracy. The regulatory thicket surrounding the electricity industry was tolerable when the pace of change was slow. However, with the rise of AI and renewed growth from manufacturing and electrification, we can no longer endure a sclerotic grid." End quote. In addition to reforming our rigid, reluctant-to-adapt grid, there are questions about whether average ratepayers should be on the hook for increased electricity demand being driven by a few large customers. In the midst of all of these concerns, there is a U.S. Senate bill that could help fix the problem. S-3585, Data Act of 2026. The bill was recently referred to the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources. I have written about consumer-regulated electricity, CRE, for Missouri, which would reduce the number of state-level regulations that off-grid CRE utilities, CREUs, would face. However, even if it were allowed in Missouri, there would still be many federal-level regulations that would diminish the benefits of the new practice. That is where the Data Act becomes so vital. The Act would exempt certain new CREUs from specific federal regulations that apply to the broader grid. If our state and federal governments approve CRE, there would be a pathway for large electricity users, like data centers and aluminum plants, to more quickly generate their own electricity without impacting the rates of average Missourians. That would be a win for all of us. All of this suggests that the Data Act of 2026 is something to watch in Washington, D.C. But Missouri should not wait until the federal government makes its move. We should be proactive and allow CREs in our state, creating a pathway to address modern energy challenges that would become even more viable if federal reforms under the Data Act follow. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.